listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today we're going to be discussing a topic that affects a whole lot of families across the globe, and that's adoption. Joining me in studio today are Lindsay and Josh Redfern. They are not only adoptive parents, but Lindsay is very heavily involved in the company Adoption.com, serving as the editor-in-chief. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First, explain why adoption is such a big part of your life.
Well, we have four amazing, rambunctious, wild, beautiful kids that found their way into our family through adoption. So that's kind of the big ticket item about why we feel so strongly about it. And secondly, we've been able to see a lot of miracles and feel the Spirit. And it's just a, kind of woven into how I understand the gospel and understand my family.
If you're comfortable, share a little bit of background about how you got involved with adoption and why you felt like it was the right choice for your family.
Well, we were trying to get pregnant for about a year. We'd been married about 7 years when we decided to actually start trying. We never really didn't try to not have kids, but when we were really trying to make a push to get pregnant and have a family. And it just wasn't working out. And I had actually at the time, started an internship, with LDS Family Services, and started doing some adoption work through there. I was doing my master's of social work. And, so started getting kind of the professional side of adoption just as we were also starting to turn towards adoption, you know, personally as well. And so it all came together and it's never left. Adoption's been in our life ever since then.
You just adopted your fourth child, is that correct?
A little girl. Yeah, we have three boys and then a little girl at the caboose.
And how old are they? What are their ages?
We have a almost 8 year old
and Tyson. He wanted his name to be on the radio so he
Tyson.
Could be famous.
Okay. Awesome.
And that describes his personality. And then we have a very spunky and sensitive 6 year old kindergartner and a 2 year old who can sing all the songs from Frozen like nobody's business. And then we have this beautiful little 3 month old little girl.
Oh, 3 months old. And how old was she when she came into your family?
Oh, well, she is what we call our lucky penny. Her birth mom found us and actually surprised us, came to our house with one of our friends and asked us to adopt her little girl who was going to be born in 13 days.
Oh, my goodness.
And I walked down the stairs straight out of the shower. Luckily, I was dressed and she was holding a sign that said, "We just met, and this is crazy, but adopt. I just love you. Adopt my baby." And I just burst into tears and hugged on her. And we didn't know that, I mean, her daughter, our daughter, came a week earlier, too. So it was a really short period of time. But
Wow. So you had, like, almost no time to prepare.
Yes.
Well, I had to leave the country for a week, too.
Oh, just to make things even more simple.
So
right.
I was in France and Armenia hoping that the baby would not be born while I was in France or Armenia.
I also was hoping that, and so was Sage, our daughter's birth mom. So, but a really cool testament to me of following your heart. She had looked at another family and didn't feel like it was right. And even though she only had 2 weeks left in her pregnancy, 3 weeks left in her pregnancy, she was terrified, but she said, "I need to find the right family for my little girl." And she called me up out of the blue and we chatted and then she came to our house and it was like we had known her forever. And there's really no way to describe, there's no way to describe that. And I think we felt that with all of our kids' birth families, as we've gotten to know them and love them, just there's this connection there where our hearts just found each other.
You're talking about this relationship that you have with your children's birth families, and that just seems so amazing to me. So I was adopted through LDS Family Services way back in the day when it was so sealed. It was so closed. There was no open flow of information. Talk about the change, the shift that's happened through the years.
Yeah, totally different.
To where we are now in adoption.
Right. So do you have contact with your birth family?
I was able to track down my birth mother several years ago through a private investigator, but we haven't really stayed in touch that much.
Right.
But anyway, so but when I started that process to try and find more information, there was like almost zero available, almost no information, like two sheets of paper.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I had. And now it seems like things are so open, and you keep in contact with birth families, and you build this relationship with them. Why, talk about that shift and why you think that shift has happened.
Well, initially that's how it was a long time ago. It was open. People didn't have any need to kind of close the adoptions down. It's hard to say why they started to close down. What I understand in some of the research I've done is really people just wanted to pretend like they had, that this was a biological child, you know, and not have to worry about the stigma, quote unquote, of adoption. They started closing it down. And then I think the closedness, perpetuated this negative understanding,
shame.
A shame,
yeah.
Negative
on
understanding on both sides,
but
especially of birth parents, and you know that they made this huge mistake, and it needed to be hidden, that pregnancy needed to be hidden, you know, all those kind of things. And so nowadays, where there's a little bit less of a stigma of being pregnant and single, I think that has helped open adoptions up, where people want to be known and they want to be involved. And I think people started to realize that all of these kids who grew up not knowing where they came from were having some difficulty with that. And not that all of them did, but I think it's difficult to not know who you are.
Well, absolutely.
Sure it is.
I mean, here we are in downtown Salt Lake, and there are these huge, beautiful buildings that are dedicated to tracing our family roots, mm-hmm. tracing our family history. I think we come to Earth with a desire to know where we came from. And if we hide that from our children, I think we're kind of snuffing out that light that they came with. You know, they want to know who they are. They want to know who they look like. Just like I like to know that I have my mom's eyes and I have my dad's lips. But my kids, they don't get that connection from my husband and I. They can only get that from their biological family. And I think one of the shifts that happens with adoptive parents when they embrace openness is you have to realize that as an adoptive parent, you cannot be all things to your child. And you want to be, but you just can't. I can never be his biological root, but I can right now help my kids pave that road so that they can have a strong connection with their biological family. You know, make sure that they Skype or FaceTime, make sure they send letters to each other and have their own relationship that's outside of me. Because I want them to know this is where you came from, and it's nothing to hide and it's nothing to be ashamed of. And your biological families are incredible people, incredible human beings.
What a blessing, too, in their life whenever they have a question when they're growing up to be able to just say, can we contact them? Can we give them a call? And
yeah.
I have this question, or I want to see this picture. I mean, that's just like, that just blows my mind as someone who was adopted who spent years searching for my birth family. So that's just, I think, such a blessing in your children's lives and all children that are involved with open adoptions nowadays. Tell me also how you think social media has changed the adoption process. So I have quite a few friends who have adopted children within the last, I don't know, 5 years or so. And it seems like, my goodness, they put together blogs, they kind of sell themselves, they take family photos, they explain why they'd be a great family. And it's almost like people who are giving their children up for adoption have so many options. They can hand pick who their children are going to be raised by. That's an amazing shift.
And really, I think it's really important. If I was considering placement for my child, if I was pregnant and considering adoption, I would want to be in control of the process. I would want to know, where are they going to go? What is their religion like? What kind of family activities they do? What does their home look like? What are they, you know, what kind of things do they enjoy, so that I can envision the life that my child could have? And I think that's only fair, you know, when someone is considering such a huge sacrifice, to have that peace of mind of where that child is going. And then being able to hand pick, I like this, I don't like this, I want this, I don't want this. I think it's very empowering to those who are pregnant considering adoption.
I think, you know, the social media aspect of it, obviously there's some things that you got to be careful of when you're, you know, playing around on the internet. But it does, I think it's a great advantage to both the couples and the expectant parents that are considering placement. Because you can, there's a farther reach. You, like Lindsay was saying, you can find the right situation for you. You know, it's been helpful to us. I would say at least two of our adoptions we were pretty heavily involved with, because we were involved in sharing our story, in social media, just in the public in general. And this last one was almost exclusively that she would not have found us if we weren't involved in social media in regards to adoption and stuff like that. So, and I know a lot of families where that's happened as well.
Well, for many, many years, LDS Family Services helped bring together a lot of families through adoption. And recently, they kind of announced they were moving in a different direction. But now they've just come out with an announcement that they are joining forces in a way with adoption.com. Tell us about that.
Well, I think this is an exciting new adventure for people who are LDS and are hoping to adopt. And really, I feel like the change will benefit them the most. At adoption.com, and I'm biased because I work there and I love my job, we're really good at marketing. We're really good at, you know, search engine optimization and all that kind of technical stuff that makes my heart race as the little tech nerd inside of me. But
that just goes right over my head, by the way.
Yes. Yeah, so this is a good example. So there are companies like us that have a heart for adoption and also have this technical knowledge. Well, what we're hoping to do is we're hoping to help these families who are LDS, hoping to adopt, and with the partnership with LDS Family Services, it's really a relationship. They're going to put their profiles on adoption.com parent profiles, and they'll be able to use our expertise and our experience and, you know, all the tools that we have available to us as a digital media company that LDS Family Services didn't have available to them. And I think it's just a huge way to help spread the word that you're hoping to adopt. And from a expectant parent point of view, or those considering adoption placement for their children, I think it will be good because you'll be able to see so many more options. And like I, you know, said earlier, I love that point of view. I love that they have options and they're in charge of their story and they're in charge of, you know, the life that they want for their child.
What tips do you have for couples who are thinking about adoption or those who have been trying to adopt for quite some time?
I think as far as sharing your profile, like on social media, just to kind of tie that in, you need to be yourself, be genuine and, you know, let your quirks shine. If you are a Disney fanatic, I need to know that when I read your profile. I want to see you in Mickey Mouse ears. You know, if you love animals and you have 12 dogs and whatever, I need to know that on your profile. I need to see that. You know, you with all your puppy love, I need to see all of that. And I think really your voice needs to come through in your writing and in your pictures. Your personality needs to come through. Don't just put, you know, pictures of you in a studio. They're lovely. We want to see those. But we also want to see the real you. We want to see the Saturday afternoon you. Maybe with some lip gloss on, you know, maybe not just all the way in sweatpants.
I don't think you want to see the Saturday afternoon.
Yeah,
me,
I don't think you want to see that version of me either.
Okay, so the Monday afternoon. But you know, we want to see the real you. And really, it's not, you're not trying to, quote unquote, sell yourself. What you're trying to do is you're trying to say, hey, this is who we are. And if who we are connects with who you want for your child, then let's connect our hearts. And it's about making sure that your profile is out there to connect with the right people. You won't be able to connect with the right people if you're not out there, if they can't find you, you know?
Well, such a powerful message and also a powerful resource for parents who are looking to adopt and also birth parents who are looking to place their children. So you can find more information, of course, on adoption.com. Lindsay and Josh Redfern, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.